Hello boys and girls, welcome to another episode on the Let It Off Your Chest podcast. It is Daniel here again, and this is day 29 in the month of November. Day 29 also of the November special 3.0. November has been a beautiful month, honestly. And something happened yesterday. So, I advanced into the project phase of my product design course, and honestly, when I saw my score, I think that was last week, I was skeptical to share it because am I sure this is my original, my true score? What if they made a mistake in my grading and gave me a higher score? So when they regrade, they would notice that score is not correct and take it back. But it didn't happen. And yeah, I'm in the project phase. And honestly, it feels good. Because I look back at where I have come. At the beginning of the year, I didn't know jack about product design. But hey, this is November, and to a great extent, I know a number of things about product design, about UI, UX, and it has been beautiful so far. Today, November is ending in like the next 24 hours, and yeah, you'll be like, oh, okay, then that's what I'm going to be talking about today. The devotional, I've been reading a devotional for a while now, and for the last couple of days, the topic has always been pause, and that's my message to you today. Pause. Yes, the year is coming to a gradual close. We're 32 days away from 2023. The urge to begin preparations and planning for 2023 very high. That urge is very, very strong. I'm not going to tell you not to prepare for 2023. I'm not going to tell you not to strategize for the new year that's coming. But before you begin that, or even if you have started that process of planning, take a pause, yeah? Reflect. Look back on how far you've come. Look back on what you've been able to do in 2022. A lot of things have happened in 2020, so a lot of high moments have come, a lot of low moments have come. What have you been able to achieve? What are the things you are not able to do? At some point on the podcast this year, I said, it's not just about planning for the next thing. Look at the things you are not able to do in previous plannings and try to do them. That is what I would encourage you to do today. Take that time to pause. Take that time to look back. It's been 11 months of mixed happenings, expectations, circumstances, situations, mixed, all of them, the good, the bad, the ugly, and everything in between. So look back at 11 months and say, oh, okay, for these past 11 months, I have been able to do this. I have been here. I have gone through this, and I am headed towards this direction. Yes, planning is necessary. Planning and strategizing for the next phase is nice, but before you begin that planning, before you begin that strategizing, pause. Take that pause and ask yourself some questions. Okay, have I been able to do certain things right? Have I been able to get certain things done? And if you have not been able to do those things, I think the next 32 days left in 2022 would be right for you to, you know, make amends, will be right for you to make some corrections as you prepare for 2023. I hope this makes sense to you. If you know anyone who also listen to this, please be sure to show them how you got here. And till you hear from me again, beautiful people, tomorrow, pause and ciao.